Tov Kuf Gimel Sif Aleph Also Lechos El Vashar Al Ishvet Biyom Tov Tzach Mocha Afil Shabbos. You're not allowed to bake or cook or shech and yom tov for the next day, even though the next day is Shabbos or the second day is yom tov. Afil Shnei Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah. Well, Lechuma, we treat Rosh Hashanah as one long day, but not Lechuma. And Amar Yishgadei Abosa Avi She'enis Shichel Lechaticha Achas. You'll have to fill up a big vat full of meat, even though you only need one piece. Because a halacha is an yontiv, if you're doing one act, even though there's more items in that act, it is permitted. It's called malva b'shiurim. You don't have to give an exact shiur. You can cook more than you need as long as you're doing it in one act. So here you're putting one pot full of meat on the fire, that's permitted. If you don't want kazais and meat, the only way to get it is by shechting a whole animal. It's the same shechita for one kazais with a whole animal, therefore it's permitted. Here's already a trickier thing. It says you let it cook a bunch of pots, even though the primary attention is for the night. But since you can eat it from them in the morning also, as long as you eat a little bit from each pot, it's permitted. Shabbos says we're talking about that each pot has a different dish in it. But if it's a bunch of pots with the same dish, then he says we have a problem because it's clear that you don't really need to taste at all from the second pot. So that's basically the bottom line. If you're primarily doing it for the next day, if you're going to take a little bit of every dish on that day, it's all right. The Mishabu says it's mashma over here that even he doesn't really want to eat anything of it today. He's just tasting a little bit so that it should be considered part of the use today is good enough. But the ma'aseh, this is the machlokes hachoreinim. Some ask that they only permit this if you really plan to eat a little of it today for Shabbos Seudah. Then it's permitted. But if you're really not planning to eat at all, and you just taste a little bit from each one, it's not good enough. This heter of eating a little bit from each one is if you're cooking it before the morning meal, and therefore part of it's going to be for the morning meal. Once you ate the morning meal and you're cooking a whole bunch of pots and you can taste a little bit of them in the afternoon, that's clear that it's just a trick and therefore you can't do it. If they did such a thing, it is permitted. Now the question is, what does it mean it's permitted? Mr. Brewer brings a machlokes here. Some say that which you're allowed to use it is talking about when b'mezid you cook for yontif for Shabbos without erev tavshila. Then it's mutter. Because you did b'mezid. If you're doing with trickery, it's worse. Because there it could be even to the evidence also because you want people playing games. But there are achrayim that say, no, that over here, this type of harama is better, even though we'll see later on certain haramas are worse. This one, since you are eating some of it on that day, the evidence will be permitted. So that's what's reliant permitted to be evidence.